This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The search resumes today, Monday, for the suspect in the Kentucky highway shooting, 32-year-old Joseph Couch. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Five people were injured on the busy Interstate 75 near London, Kentucky, this weekend.
Cars on the side of the road, emergency flashers, windows shot out, people hurt severely.
And now, Laurel County Deputy Gil Asciardo on WYMT-TV says they've located the suspect's vehicle and what they believe was his weapon, or one of them.
An AR-15. It's going to be processed, and it is in a wooded area next to the interstate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
An out-of-control wildfire has been burning east of Los Angeles, forcing hundreds of residents to run. The fire has been burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. Authorities say the fire is threatening thousands of buildings. Liz Cheney, former congresswoman, is calling on fellow Republicans to do what she says she's going to do. Vote for Democrat Kamala Harris in November.
You know, Donald Trump presents a challenge and a threat fundamentally to the Republic. We see it on a daily basis.
She was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. Jury selection begins today in the federal trial of three former Memphis officers charged with violating the civil rights of Tyree Nichols, whose deadly beating was caught on police cameras. He died in a hospital last year. Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins was handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team's stadium after he was stopped for speeding and reckless driving Sunday morning. This was before the Dolphins' first game of the season. A police officer's been put on administrative leave. Pope Francis is continuing his overseas trip, arriving in East Timor this morning, where he got a rousing welcome. East Timor is overwhelmingly Catholic. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The Beetlejuice sequel has a huge opening weekend to lead the box office.
Don't say his name. If you say his name three times, he will appear.
Beetlejuice earned $110 million domestically in its first weekend, according to studio estimates. That makes it the top draw for movie theaters this weekend. When the original came out 36 years ago, it made $8 million. Deadpool and Wolverine take second place this week, with Reagan in third. Alien Romulus is number four, and It Ends With Us is number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The famous Cyclone roller coaster in New York City's Coney Island has reopened 2 weeks after a mechanical problem forced it to stop mid-ride. People had to be helped off of it. It's 97 years old. It returned to service over the weekend after inspectors gave it a thumbs up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.